Okay, I guess this thing is on. All right. I'm Scott Jones. I'm the director of Electronic Frontiers Forums at DragonCon, and this is the Webcam Girls panel. And we have our numbers are somewhat down from last year, but we still have some Webcam Girls. And I'd like if you could introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about your site and what is your URL so we can check you out.
Well, I'm Mistress. The URL is mistress.com. That's M-Y-S-T-R-Y-S. I basically just run your typical life cam, but as with anything else, life is life. So sometimes it gets naughty, sometimes not. It's just life.
My name's Soma. My website is somagdarling.com. Mine's not so much a life cam. It's more of an art cam. I try to make life more interesting, I guess. Yeah. what now?
So what now?
I guess start off with how you got started.
Okay. We're really not used to having like people in front of us. you don't look at all like a monitor or anything at all. So, and there's no keyboard to interact. I'm totally lost.
how my website got started. I do photography, and webcams were sort of cheap at the time, so I decided, hey, I can't afford a big camera, might as well get this little piece of shit attached to my computer and do what I can.
With me, I started my cam because at the time I was learning HTML, and I taught myself how to do HTML. And I wanted some sort of an outlet. I thought it was really, I needed something that was going to stretch my limits and really, you know, be something that I could evolve. And a friend of mine had a webcam, and she got me started with it. And basically, it was just, I really don't take it seriously at all. It's just something that I do that's kind of fun and people seem to like. So, but it basically just started as an outlet for my somewhat limited web design skills. But it's really turned into, it's been live for almost 6 years now. So it's really kind of turned into long term. That's like a long time in for webcams now. So. But you were saying earlier when you were over there talking that the webcam girl is kind of a dying breed now. There aren't many of us left. Most of the live webcams that you see on the net now are paid, and they're by, you know, real models and actresses and people who are out there to make a buck off of it. You don't see very many of us left that are just doing it for fun and that we're real people, and it's kind of a dying phenomenon. A few years ago, everybody was doing it, yeah. But now it's all professional almost.
Okay, so I guess we could break this up into two parts. Maybe why did you start doing this at first, and why do you still do it today?
As I said, the reason why I did it was just to do photography with cheap cameras. Why I do it today is because the webcams that I have two, because they're so freaking old, they make everything totally different. It's like a Polaroid, and then another one could be a large format, and then I have my regular camera. So it's all to take things with different formats of things to get different looks. That's the only reason why I keep doing it.
I've just kept doing it because it's interesting. Anytime that I have a free evening, I'll sit down and change something about the site. I've met so many really nice people off the internet. It's a great place for friends to come and just kick back and enjoy. And so I just keep doing it because it's a great way to stay in touch with your friends. My cam isn't live as much as it used to be because I just got done moving, so it hasn't really been dependably live for a couple of weeks, but it's starting to get back to its normal schedule again, so.
Okay. I guess tell us a little bit about the, I think you mentioned some of the equipment that you're using, but maybe equipment, software, just sort of the nuts and bolts of what you do. And has it changed over the years, or are you still using the same things that you've used over time?
I'm using the same things that I used since I started. My first camera was, this is the real name, I'm not making this up, IBM PC Pro camera. And the other one is Creative Labs camera. I use Chillcam to upload the images from the cameras to my website, and it's all the same setup I've had for the past 5 years of my webcam. I haven't changed a thing.
I'm pretty much the same. I really haven't changed much. I use a 3Com Home Connect, which they don't make anymore, and I was lucky enough to find that out, so I have two more in the closet just in case the one I have now goes bad. I went ahead and bought two more. It's got little filters and things like that, and I use Webcam 32 to upload the images to the internet. I do have the capability to do live streaming, but I sort of have not really done that because, well, for one, it's a lot of bandwidth charges, and I support my site myself. It's not membership, and there's no charge whatsoever in any way, shape, or form to come and visit my website. So I really don't have the extra income enough to be able to afford live streaming video. And besides that, do you really want to see live streaming video of me typing at the computer? A picture is worth 1,000 words. Okay.
All right. What do you think about the current trends with reality TV versus the live webcams? And I think the one thing they have in common is our utter fascination with the ordinary.
I mean,
you know, somebody watching you brush your teeth online or something like that.
See, reality TV is such bullshit. Reality doesn't set up situations where you could go and, you know, hi, I'm going to pay you a whole bunch of money to go across the country in an RV and maybe your dog would get lost. Like, that's not reality. What the fuck? Like, real world wasn't even reality. They paid your rent. You didn't have to do a job. Reality TV is just such bullshit. But yeah, pretty much reality is watching somebody clean their room, brush their teeth, you know, maybe sit there, pick their nose while they're driving down the street. That's reality. I can't stand reality TV. I don't watch TV anyway, so.
One of my online friends, this is true, she just got done being a paid extra on a reality television show. Now, if that's reality, where you have to pay somebody to walk around behind you and serve you coffee at the counter, if that's reality, I want that job. But I think that reality television, I mean, is... I've never really understood why people enjoy going to webcam sites. I enjoy it. There's still a couple that I visit quite regularly, and I just don't know why. It's fascinating to me to watch people just being themselves. I mean, that's part of why I love Dragon Con. I love to stand by the escalators and watch people go up and down them all day. It's great fun. I love it. Of course, it helps if you've been drinking, but still.
Okay. What do you think about the intersection between cam life and blogging? I guess you both have blogs, right?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
So it seems like blogging is almost it's a different kind of medium, but it's almost like a live cam if you want it to be that way. And it just seems like maybe it's almost kind of morphed into that. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I just want to get your thoughts on the intersections between blogging and cam life and how do you use blogging versus how do you use the cam?
My camera right now, I have two cameras. They're set up in my bedroom, so I just switch between one and the other so you can see what I'm doing whatever time of the day. And since I'm currently unemployed, you get to see me all the frickin' time. But my cameras, of course, as I said, were started for creative use. Now, my blog, I used to put, you know, I would take images from my camera and put them interspersed with my live journal, what the frick ever you want to call it, blog. Now it's pretty much, I use my digital camera and you see pictures of outside my house instead of whatever the USB cord limits me with. So you see interspersed of my real life outside of the house as well as you get to read however I want to portray the pictures and blah, blah, blah this and blah, blah, blah that. I'm sorry, that's my phone. It's my dad. No, I'm not gonna do that. He's
He's
the godfather.
My dad's quite a character. It's going to contain hookers and pot in the conversation, so I'm going to leave that.
Well, basically, what I find is that the blog adds sort of the voice to the pictures, because you can sit there and look at a girl online and you're not really sure what's going on with her, and then you read her blog and you say, oh, well, you know, she just made an A in art history or whatever, you know, whatever she's happened to put in her blog for the day. So I've always found that the blog kind of gives a voice, kind of brings personality to the camera, to the pictures, and I like to use them both together. Sometimes I'll do still shots and pop them up.
She's late.
Here she is.
Sorry.
Our third panelist, Bardiva.
I hope your excuse is that you're wasted.
All right.
Hello.
Okay. You just take a if you could just take a minute and introduce yourself and tell us about your site.
I'm Bardiva. I have my website, bardiva.com. It is a cam I've had now for a little over 4 years, because I started it about the first time I came to DragonCon, which was 4 years ago. It's just mostly a live cam. I turn it on when I'm on the computer. I have a wireless network, so sometimes I'll hook it up to the laptop and move it around the house and be on while I'm doing other things. Put up lots of pictures of the trips I go to and parties and going out and stuff like that, so you get to see a lot of my friends and me doing what I do. And Bardiva comes from, I go out a lot, and I'm also a bartender, so. Bartender.
I want to talk about people's reactions to your site. I guess, you know, friends and family, that's one thing, and then, you know, there's people that you never met before, people you have no idea who they are. So I guess we could start off with, you know, what do your friends and family think about it?
Do my friends know about it? My family knows about it to a limited degree. There's actually a funny story there. Most of my family doesn't have online access. Only my younger brother, Chris, has online access. And I had given him my email address, which is mistress@mistress.com. And I didn't tell him, you know, type in the HTTP, because I was hoping he'd be computer illiterate enough not to figure it out. Well, he typed it in, and apparently I was doing a show, and he sends me this email. He goes, I went to your site and it was interesting, but I don't think I'm going to visit again because there's some things about my sister that a brother doesn't need to know. And so between me and him, we agreed to keep it our little secret away from the rest of the family. So, but my friends know it and they love it. They come over, you know, it's great for parties. There's nothing better at a drinking party than to have a live webcam. It, you know, some of the most interesting images the next day when you go back and look at it.
My family and friends know about it. I really don't care if my family thinks negatively about it. It's none of their business anyway. But my dad enjoys it because if I have camera on and there's a hot chick on, he'll call me and he'll be like, who's that? And I'm like, Jesus. My little brother likes to threaten the lives of anybody that looks at my camera if I'm showing a little bit more than things that aren't covered by turtlenecks and a full bodysuit. My older brother cheers me on full-heartedly. He's like, yeah, man, show your tits, get some cash. Give me some of that cash. My other relatives, they really don't care. They're mostly old, so it's like, I'm not getting on that interweb shit. Pass me a martini. My friends, they don't care so much because they come over and they drink while they're on the camera. So, you know, I have blackmail for them at some point in time. There's actually people here in the audience where I have pictures on my website of my face buried in their tits with drinks in hand, and it's all good. But strangers, it varies drastically. A lot of people like to be like, who the fuck do you think you are? Other people are like, wow, you're so nifty. And then there's people like, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. It varies drastically. What I like, though, is the people that take the time to write me a letter to say that they wasted their time looking at my website. And I'm like, boy, are you fucking stupid. But I've been getting actually a resurgence of more letters as of late. For a while there, it was like 9 months where I didn't get much. And then lately, I've been having people email me again all of a sudden. So I'm thinking somewhere it's been connected to something, and I want to go look at where it has. But other than that, it's pretty good. You just take it with the blows. If you don't want to hear the negative shit, just don't pay attention to it.
I've gone through quite a learning experience with my website. I used to do, a couple of years ago, I used to do a lot more cam shows, kind of like pinup model, a little bit risque kind of stuff. And then I started this new job, and one person found out about it and then told everybody. And then the guys were looking at me differently and hitting on me, and that wasn't a good workplace to be in. So I took all of that stuff down. Yeah, definitely my coworkers or somebody, if I run into them and they've seen my site, because since I do work in a bar, sometimes people will happen to have seen it or they'll know who I am, which is very strange. And I just, yeah, they give me the weird look, like, my mom doesn't use the computer, so she doesn't really know about it. My stepdad, though, found it, apparently. And last time I went to visit him, and there's like a little bio, there's like a fact page about me, and I went to visit him, and they're like, oh, we saw your website. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting nervous, okay, great. It was really neat, we want you to know that it's okay with us. What's okay? That you're bisexual. Okay. Yeah, we think that's, we were young and wild too before. And is that the reason why you moved away? It's like, no, I didn't move away because I'm bisexual. But thanks for giving me acceptance, if it were. So that was interesting.
All right. Well, generally speaking, with a webcam, you can certainly choose to be anonymous, but some people are able to get around that. And so I wanted to ask if you've had problems with stalkers or people that are a little bit overeager.
I've had quite a few stalkers. One of them even went so far as to go to my house and leave presents outside my door. And I do not give any information out about where I live. You know, I'm very vague. You know, it's like I live somewhere in North Carolina, you know, on the eastern coast of the United States. You know, I have lots of trees in my yard. That's pretty much it. I'm pretty secretive. That's it. But so it's kind of creepy when sometimes you get presents in the mail and somebody found your address, and it's just, yeah. So I've had quite a few problems, but none of them that have turned too scary. It's like one time I was like on the computer and I was checking my mail and I had MSN pop up and some guy was talking to me and he's like, hey, I saw you last night. And I was like, I didn't go out last night. And he's like, yeah, you wear pink panties. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Because I was not naked on the camera or nothing, so that was really creepy. And he told me what I was doing and what my bedroom looks like. And I was like, dude, don't you ever talk to me again. I'm going to trace your IP, and hopefully the cops will come beat down your door or something. You know, I was just making lame-ass threats. But it scared him enough, so that's cool. But yeah, presents are awesome. I like presents. I get them.
At first when I started my cam, I was much more reserved about telling people, you know, saying where I lived and where I went. But over the years, it's just, I've never had any problems with people emailing me or stalking me or anything like that. So I've gotten a little bit more lax on it. So I don't give my address. The address on my website is somebody else's house. So can't get that specific with me. And I don't ever say my last name. But I guess I've been pretty lucky, or I guess people don't like me enough to stalk me.
I haven't really had a lot of trouble as far as internet stalkers, but when I started out, I had a lot of really good friends who were into computers, and along the way, they sort of helped me know what not to do. For instance, my domain registration goes to a post office box, a state away from where I actually live. I'm pretty careful not to put my last name out there. The domain registration is actually under somebody else's name, and things like that. But I, you know, you try to be really careful and not. And what are you two talking about?
Nothing.
Share with the class. Share with the class. But yeah, I haven't really had too much trouble. Most of the people that I've met online have been really nice. After Dragon Con last year, I had a really bad experience. But I guess I should go. My site, mistress.com, thanks to Dragon Con, was featured as the something awful link of the day. they sent 3 million hits in 3 days. And while they did everything in their power to say what a cam whore I was and how I begged people for money and stuff like that, I actually had to pay $450 in bandwidth charges out of my pocket because I don't get a dime from my site. And during the course of all that, I got rape threats, I got death threats, I got over 200 letters saying that they wanted to come to my house, rip my head off, and kill me, and other things like that. And it was a rough couple of days, but 3 million people saw my site, so it wasn't all bad. And and I actually had a couple people say, you know, this was really weak, we don't know why they did this. But the most important thing that I learned, and you two should watch this, I was told that because I had a webcam and a live journal, I was asking for it. So if you have a webcam and a live journal, you're asking for it. But yeah, me and Something Awful don't get along very well. And if, in fact, you're from Something Awful and standing up in the audience, please, you know, stand up, introduce yourself. I'd really like to say a few very choice words to your face.
See, I love Something Awful. Their Photoshop Fridays kick so much fucking ass. That's all I got to say about that one.
I wondered, I wanted to think about maybe where it's going in the future. Do you know anybody doing sort of real motion video or, you know, with the increases in bandwidth and the advent of broadband and all that stuff, you could go away from still images to video or something like that. Do you know anybody doing that?
I used to have streaming on my site. I went it from hereandnow.net when it was a big site. They had their whole house was totally wired with cameras and it was all streaming. You could click this and that. They had a contest, you know, write an essay if we think you're cool. We'll give you streaming. I said I like Brian Eno, which was pretty much the whole thing. And the guy's like, all right, you have streaming cam. And I was like, that is kick ass. And they put it on their bandwidth. I don't know how that was routed. I had to go through all these different programs. But I thought it was really cool. And to be so ironic, and you know, you're 20, you think you're cute and all this shit, I would set up still lives and put that on streaming cam. And then I have my you know, capture cam just taking pictures of me just to see if I could piss people off.
It seemed like a few years ago, they were so, like, there's so many cam girls, like everybody was a cam girl. And now this year, you can, and usually we have more girls on the panel, and this year it's like, where did they all go? Because I got the email from Scott saying, do you know anybody else that would want to be on the panel with you guys this year? And I couldn't really think of anybody because, I mean, there's a lot, almost everybody out there now has a cam, but they use it more to talk with their friends and their family, you know, like on Yahoo and stuff like that. There's not so many people anymore, it seems like, that actually have a website devoted to their life and have a cam page and keep that updated still. So it's gone to everybody and their mom had one to kind of going, finally settling down a little bit right now, I think.
I have lots of people on Yahoo that like to put their cams on and get naked for me, so I'm not going to complain about that.
Okay. Do we have the wireless mic ready? Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we're going to throw it out to the audience now for Q&A. If you'll raise your hand, we'll come to you, or we'll throw a mic at you and see if you can catch it.
Come on, ask questions. You guys are intelligent, I think. Prove me wrong.
I see one in the back.
Oh, this guy's trouble.
Hey, sup. So you're talking about somethingawful.com, and I have a question. Each one of you has a, or at least two of you have a live journal. And I was wondering what your opinion is of the current theme of goonery, which is something awfulers that come to live journal to do nothing but troll.
They crack me up. If you're going to waste your time doing that, then you really have no life, but at least you're entertaining to me.
I haven't seen that, so I kind of live journal for me. We all three have live journals. Has my live journal use has gone down a bit the last year or so. So I'm not sure exactly specifically what he's talking about, but I mean the whole troll thing in general. I don't see why people get so upset about it. Just ignore it. I mean, when you respond, it's just, you know, fueling the fire, and it's just ridiculous. Unless, you know, you're doing it for entertainment purposes yourself.
Yeah, I usually find it entertaining. Of course, I have, ever since last year, I have my live journal set up to screen all anonymous comments, and they have to go through me, and then I click OK if it's something that I want to read. I really just stay away from Something Awful completely as much as possible because I've had such bad experience with them. But actually, I've always sort of found it kind of amusing, too. And some of the comments that you get sometimes are really great. So, you know, you put like something about your life up there and somebody comes back with something funny. It's really fun, you know, to sit there and, oh, wow, what a bad sense of humor. Click, delete, you know.
And I don't have anonymous commenting set up on my live journal at all. So if somebody even tried, they couldn't.
I really don't care what people say. I like seeing interesting and new ways people can be assholes. Nah, come on, questions.
There's got to be some more questions.
Toss. Have any of you guys ever found that the webcam has caused problems with a relationship at the moment because of what someone else has seen?
I don't really date people because they get annoying after a while. But, no, the only relationship problems I have because of it is like sometimes I forget the camera's on and then somebody would come over and then later I'll be like, shit, was it on? That happened last week. And my dad complains that I don't talk about him enough on my, you know, website. My little brother, of course, has problems with me showing anything that's not in a full body suit, so he threatens everybody's life, but I think that's really awesome. There's some people he's actually put in suplexes once he's met them. He's like, hey, you're so-and-so from the internet. And he's like a total throat chokehold. But no, I don't have any relationship problems. If people have a problem with me, then I really don't need them in my life. So fuck them.
Yeah, it hasn't really caused any relationship problems with me either. My significant other is well aware of the fact that I have the cam. And he actually enjoys being on it sometimes, too. So.
Back when I used to do the cam shows and I was with someone, it didn't bother him really, and actually it didn't bother him enough for me because I wanted him to be involved and to like the photography, the photo shoots I was doing, and so it kind of caused a problem that way because he wasn't paying enough attention to me.
Wow.
I have a question. At what point are you gonna stop? Like, is there a line? And like, how long do you see yourself living your life on cam?
Well, I don't know when it stops being fun, I guess, or when it stops not being, for me to not be able to afford it or something like that, which is probably, knock on wood, not going to happen, because I learned a lot of lessons, and so now I can have my bandwidth where I can afford it. So that's not a problem. But basically, as long as it's fun, as long as it stays fun, I'm going to be on, you know, I'm going to be on there. As long as it's giving back enough, then I don't see it having a life. You know, having, like, when I'm this X age, then I'm going to stop turning it on. It's like, whatever. You know, it's life. You know, if you want to come and watch it, fine. I don't care, you know. So as long as it's still fun, yeah.
As long as I have eyes and I still have a desire to take photographs, which has never died since I've been, like, 5, it's going to keep going. So, and don't throw any acid in my face anytime soon. That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't, the cam part, you know, kind of might slow down a little bit, but my website in general, I've met so many people online and made real friendships and gone to see people, and I've traveled cross country and out of the country to go and visit with friends that I've met online. So my website is my way to let them know what's going on in my life. It's my photo album to say, here, look what I've been doing. And so I don't foresee ever wanting to change that.
Since you do have a website and you're trying to generate traffic, do you have plans right now or in the future of ways of increasing your traffic quota and ways of getting other new members and new people to come across your site that haven't seen your site before? Or that have maybe seen your site and have ways of bringing them back into your site?
I don't promote my site in any way, shape, or form. If people come to my site, then they come to my site. If they do, they're probably looking for it, or they just stumbled across it on Google. I don't advertise. This is about the only time I advertise, is once a year at this place. So I don't try to generate. I don't try to draw attention. So if I get lots of hits, then I don't know. That means somebody out there is talking about me, which is A-okay on my book. Just as long as I don't have to pay, like, ass loads of bandwidth, I'm okay with it. So I don't do anything, yeah.
Yeah, if there's any kind of mention or promotion on someone else's site of my site, it has nothing to do with me, and they probably haven't even told me that they're doing it. I have my live journal, and every once in a while I'll mention on there that I'm on my cam. That's pretty much the only promotion I do. And I come here and I talk about it to all you people. So now all of you know about it now. But that's it. I don't do anything else. Because it's, you know, I'm not making any money. I'm not charging anything. So there's no reason for me to need to promote it. I mean, if people come and they like it, then that's cool.
Yeah, this is my big promotion, if you want to call it that. Once a year, I come out here and talk about it. I don't really, you know, list it or anything like that. As long as the site's been around, it's listed on all major search engines. So if you just type in Mistress, one of the first three or four sites that pop up is going to be something related to me. So, and it's like Bardiva said, I don't make a dime off of it. It's just fun for me. So I don't really promote it.
Yes, I'm curious as to what operating systems you use and the applications in which you prefer to stream.
What OS do we use and what programs do we use? Go ahead.
What operating system?
Yeah.
Oh, just Windows? I don't know what you mean. Huh? What was the question again?
You guys go first.
Yeah. I run Windows XP, Webcam 32. It does have streaming capabilities should I want to do that, but I really don't. It's just Windows.
I use Windows and ChillCam. You can get ChillCam for free at chillcam.com, and it's damn good program.
Oh, yeah, I've used that for a little while, but I went back to Webcam 32.
I see. Webcam 32 fucks with my head.
That's what Webcam did to me. I couldn't, it wasn't the same. So. Yeah. It's more familiar.
Who's clapping? Hey. Any more questions?
I think you can do more artistic stuff with the Chillcam, though, right?
I don't.
That's what I found.
I don't fuck with filters or nothing.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah. Have you thought of like ever maybe doing your site for like money or expanding, or have you been offered like things in the past before to go on other sites or anything like that, or do you just want to keep on doing it for free as a hobby or something like that?
If I was going to do it for paid, that means I have obligations and responsibilities, which means I have to actually put forth an effort for other people that I really don't give a shit about. I do it all for me, so there's no reason to do it for anybody else. Other people have asked me to be on their little webcam refresh pages or what the fuck ever.
Cam portals.
Yeah, when those EN sites were pretty big, you know, people would direct link to mine, you know, fuck up my bandwidth and shit like that. But it was pretty cool, you know, stupid little 14-year-old hacker leak fuckers would be like, hee hee, I have your image. And we'd be like, all right. But that stuff would crack me up. There was supposed to be, somebody wanted us to do this weird cam collage thing where we would take, you know, have a camera focus on certain parts of us. I was supposed to be involved, but I got really uninvolved in it. It was a really neat idea. You would take a picture of something and have it pointed at that something the whole time, and other people would have it. And this one guy was doing a body, so somebody would have like an ear, another person would have eyes, and somebody else would do the chin. It was really interesting to see how it all morph and move. But yeah, I didn't do that. That was too much work.
Yeah, I'm the same. If I were to charge something for my site, I would feel like I would have to be interesting. and I would feel like I would have to do a certain number of shows or put a certain number of pictures or update the live journal a certain number of times in order to justify that. And I just prefer the freedom of being able to enjoy my site and doing with it as I please. You know, nobody owes me anything for my site. It's all mine, and I can put up whatever the heck I want to put up there. And if I were to charge for that, then that would take away some of that. And besides all that, there are very few of the true live webcam girls left that are free. And so basically, it's kind of cool to be one of the free ones left.
Yeah, same thing. I mean, it's a lot of work to keep up a pay site. And because when people pay for it, they expect the regular cam shows. You know, you have to have a schedule. You always have to be home at that time. You have your regular updates where you put up your new galleries, your new, you know, streaming video, your new journal entry. And I would have to quit my regular job for that. And then I have no idea if I'd even make money on it or not. So it's just, I've thought about it, but it just doesn't seem like it would be worth it.
So, since having a webcam, how has your sense of your own appearance and body image changed through these experiences? I mean, having it up for strangers and individuals to see.
You guys go first.
It really hasn't, you know. I mean, I hold no illusions. I'm not like a 110-pound supermodel or anything like that, you know. I mean, it still hurts when somebody gets on there and calls me a fat ass, but what the hell? They probably got a big nose too, you know. So I don't care. But no, my sense of self-worth does not depend on what people see of me on the internet. Period. I am strong and I am me. And it was, and that's the way I was before I got the cam, and that's the way it is now that I have the cam, and that's the way it's going to continue to be. The cam is just something extra, something fun in my life, but it doesn't affect how I view myself. But it is great when you can go back through like a whole gallery of photos and say, damn, that looked pretty good, or I really like the way I had my head cocked, you know, that is nice, you know, and you put that up as your background for those bad hair days, but, you know, other than that, it really doesn't affect one way or the other how I view myself, and hate mail, love mail, whatever, it you know, just because I get one saying that, oh God, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, doesn't mean it's true, and just because I get one that says, oh God, you're the butt ugliest thing I've ever seen, get the heck off the internet,
doesn't mean it's true.
Just when the cam's on, I mean, you have to be constantly aware that the cam's on, so you don't do anything that would be embarrassing. But besides that, when the cam's off, I mean, it's, yeah, it hasn't, it doesn't really change my perspective on anything.
I actually have started this long essay that I was actually wanting to turn into a book about being a cam whore. And I will admit, I started it when I was 20 and I had no self-esteem and I wanted attention. But after a while I got fat and I just didn't care anymore. So it's like, hey, if you see my fat rolls, you see my fat rolls. But because I do it like, all right, I'm gonna say this now and you're gonna laugh. I do it for artistic purposes. I learned how to light things differently to make me more flattering, which helps me when I'm taking pictures of other people. But now that I have lost so much weight, I'm no longer that 180-pound girl. I actually put myself on cam a lot more often. So it's like how I perceive myself is how I let other people, you know, look at me. So I like to think it's a cute little control thing that I really don't control. So, but yeah, now that I'm thinner and I'm happier with my appearance, then I'll let you see me. If I'm not happy with my appearance, you won't see me. Yeah. Okay.
One of the things that was discussed in another panel on music was the responsibility of an artist, that once you produce something, it goes out there, people can be influenced by it. You're all effectively artists publishing on the internet. Do you feel any sense of responsibility for what you're producing?
I'm trying to think of how to answer that. All right, are you asking, do I have a sense of responsibility to continue to produce?
Do you feel any sense of responsibility for your, to your audience for what you produce?
No. Again, I do it all for myself. The only reason why it's public is because I wanted to make a web page. And if I make it a web page, then I feel like I'm distancing it from myself for myself, so I could get it from a different kind of point of view. Otherwise, I could just take pictures and look at them on my computer and shit like that. But it's totally different when you're putting it up there. It's more of a sense of freedom. It's just like doing a painting. You put it on a wall for other people to see. I don't feel like I have to do anything for anybody. But because people steal shit, I'm starting to put watermarks on things, which makes me kind of sad. So, but yeah, I don't feel any need to have to constantly do things for an audience.
I think, though, in a way we do, at least I do try to take a little bit of responsibility for what I have on my website. I don't have it under any superb lock and key. I mean, to get access to it, you just have to send an email and an autoresponder sends you back the link. It's not that big a deal, but I do have, you know, the net nanny and all my meta tags and all that says possible nudity, keep Junior away, you know, and that type of thing. So I do try to take some responsibility as far as I don't want kids necessarily coming to my site. Not because I do a lot of hardcore or anything like that. About the most you're going to see is me topless if you're really lucky. But still, I don't necessarily want Junior to come to my site and be able to see something like that. The hardest part for me is keeping people from hotlinking the cam image. And that's, you know, what it ended up doing is I had to put a script to my webcam that you can only get into the site by actually clicking and putting it up into your browser window. You can't click through from an email. You can't click through from a hot link from some site that I haven't given permission to hot link through or to link back from, and that's, you know, that's just, it's sad that I had to do that, but it was costing me money. So,
since I really don't do anything risque, any nudity or anything anymore, I don't worry about who would stumble on my site, even if it was a child or anything like that. So it's not really something that I worry about.
Any other questions? Wow, they're quiet.
Great. You come over here. You're staff. You don't get the privilege.
In that cup you came in with.
This cup?
Both.
Water. More water.
Very harsh water.
Wait a minute, I know you.
Why do you think that there's a lot less live cam girls for free now? People keep on talking about how, you know, there's less than there used to be, and there used to be everybody had one, but that it's not that way anymore. So why do you think that's declined
so
much?
Well, it was the new thing for a while. I mean, finally cheap webcams came out. Anybody could buy one. Everybody was really excited. So there were so many people doing it, and then, I mean, you just kind of get burnt out on it after a while. I mean, some people, it's not something that everybody has really, really enjoys and wants to keep up over a long period of time. So it's kind of, you know, things go in waves.
I think it's the same reason why I got a camera when I got it when I was 20, because a lot of the people at that time, when they did come out, that had low self-esteem. By this time, they're old, and they're like, you know, I don't need it. Most of them are probably knocked up and married anyway.
Young girls, too, yeah. They get boyfriends, and they don't like them doing it.
Yeah. It's just, after a while, it's like, why do the effort anymore? So most people just don't care after a while.
And you also have to have a bit of a thick skin to do it as well. A lot of people, if they got the webcam or put up a webcam site in the hopes that everybody in the world was going to tell them how beautiful they were and send them money and whatever, it just doesn't work out that way. The reality is you get a lot more hate mail than you get love mail, and you have to develop a bit of a thick skin, and a lot of people can't handle it over a certain amount of time. So,
I like my hate mail. I have a whole folder of it just to go and laugh at.
Since you do have a website, and you have, I take it some of you have cameras just in specific locations, or maybe some of you actually have cameras all over the place. When you actually do have friends over or events, do you ensure yourself that you're actually going to get these events or these happenings on tape, or just do you just live your life and whatever the cam picks up, it picks up?
I used to save every image my cam would take. But after a while, I stopped giving a crap. Except if I know for a certain period of time that I'm going to be doing something that I think I will find interesting at a later date, then I'll start archiving it. I'm sober, so I'm not going to be talking right, so hold on. But when I do have parties and people are over, I usually warn them. I tell everybody there will be a camera. You know, most of the time, I don't tell them where it is. Because if I do, then they'll stand in front of it and make goofy faces and not really actually be part of the party. But yeah, I do save some images. Every once in a while, I'll be like, all right, the light coming in the room right now is really interesting, and I got so-and-so come over. So I'll take pictures of them without even knowing it, and then later I'll send them to them. I'm like, hot damn, that was a damn good picture. And I was like, yeah, my camera took it. Hey.
I always let everybody know. When they're coming to my house, most everybody that knows me well enough to be invited to my house knows that I have a cam. And I usually make a couple of cam-free zones so that they know approximately where it's at. And so, yeah, most people really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
If someone was going to start up a webcam site, what would your suggestion be to someone like that?
I'd definitely ask them first what their emotional state is and what they are thinking to get out of it. If you're wanting to get, you know, attention out of it, don't do it. That's really lame. That's stupid. If you're doing it for, you know, expressing yourself, like she does it for photos, to do cute pinups. I have no idea why she does it. But, you know, some people do it for different reasons. If you're doing it just because you want attention and you want people to think you're pretty and all that other bullshit, don't do it, because you're going to get berated constantly and you're just going to make yourself worse. And no, I think people shouldn't do it unless they really, really want to, and they'll know commit to it, and they're going to get something out of it.
Make him work.
As someone who used to be on cam, who's not on cam anymore, but what I would get asked a lot is, hey, do you want to look at my cam? And honestly, I could be on camera, but I hated looking at other people's cams. And I was wondering if
Do you guys looking at like looking at other people's cams?
Unless it's somebody that is a friend of mine and maybe I'm chatting with them at the moment on instant messaging, I'll turn their cam on so I can, you know, see their facial expressions while they're talking to me or whatever. But yeah, honestly, I don't really go and look at other people's cams. You know, guys who, hey, come look at me, or do you want me to send you some naked pictures of myself? Mm-mm. No, not really.
See, I like that.
I get that ask a lot from Yahoo primarily, and 9 times out of 10, the few times I've actually, yeah, okay, I'll look, it's been like a guy from the waist to the top of the knees, and that's it. And I'm looking at it going, make it do something interesting. Like, what's it do, jump through a hoop? You know. But other than that, not really. If I have a friend that, like, I like to go to Bar Divas and see if she's live and stuff like that sometimes. So if I have a friend that has a cam, then, yeah, I love to do that. But really not as far as, like, going into random Yahoo chatters and say, hey, come look at the cam or can I look at your cam? Nah. No.
There's some cameras that I still go to just because their pictures are interesting, or that, or I like to see how much somebody's life has gone downhill. I know that sounds really mean, but it's so true. Some people that were all about, hey, look at me, I'm so popular, blah, 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 and you go to their cam now and they're all depressed all the time, and it's like, wow, that did you good. But but yeah, there's some interesting ones. Anna Voog, she still has some interesting images every once in a while, but she's nuttier than a fruitcake, so I don't subscribe to her thing. But I do like her images. She's still very artistically minded. She does some good images. Rainer there, he when his cam's up, he does a really cool job through the TV sometimes, or his hallway. Just stare at his hallway for hours. But yeah, so sometimes I do look at other people's things. But I do like the Yahoo guys that message me. It's usually cute guys that say, hey, you want to see me? And it's like, yeah, sure. Means I don't have to leave the house to look at people anymore.
I generally don't even talk to people on Instant Messenger that I don't know a whole lot. Like, I have one screen name that is for when I'm on cam. You know, and that's every once in a while I'll get on that one. But if I'm on my regular screen name that my friends and family know, if some random messages me, I don't even answer, so I'm scared.
So what worthwhile or interesting things have you learned about yourselves or your sense of expression or expressing yourselves in the process of this?
I learned I had a mole on my back. Again, as I said before, I learned different ways of lighting people. My father is a photographer, but he never taught me photography, so I had to go and learn everything on my own. So I learned how to light things differently. I learned that the smallest things could be really interesting. Like this one time I did this show, it's called 14 Strawberries, and if you just heard the concept, you'd be like, that's boring as shit. But I ate, I had a bowl of strawberries, and like every 30 seconds there would be a strawberry missing, and next to it would be the stem of the strawberry. So after a while, you'd see an empty bowl and all these strawberry stems. I thought it was really interesting. But I came up with things like that, otherwise that I would just not come up with if I didn't have a camera. Like even just a regular camera, I come up with interesting things that if I didn't have a camera, I'd just be like, I'm bored. But I never get bored with cameras. So I always come up with something pretty cool that I'm always like, hey, I amazed myself today. That's a good thing.
Sometimes I just like to experiment with it to show the humor of, you know, because, I mean, sometimes daily life gets very boring and you don't have a very much of an outlet for your sense of humor. So I like to, you know, use the cam and like do crazy stuff, wear a silly hat or something like that, you know, just because it makes me feel good to do that. It's because it's fun. So, if you want to learn something from me about my site, you know, I hope that you'd come and say, hey, this chick doesn't take herself too seriously. She's just living her life, you know. And that's what I get out of it. That's what I hope people perceive from me, that, you know, it's just about having fun and being yourself, and that's it. So.
Do you know Teresa Sift?
What was that?
Teresa Sipp, she's done dissertations on Cam Girl. She's at echonic.com.
Never heard of her.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
No, I don't know.
So you're all three very beautiful, intelligent women, and I think that's a wonderful thing that you've chosen to share your lives with the world. But the girl in the middle is incredibly charismatic, and I think it would be great if she just shared her URL with us one more time.
Hmm? Did you say I was fat?
Fascinating.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Charismatic.
Oh, I thought he said I was so gonna say you did not say that last night. Oh.
Just a quick question. Where the fuck is the waitress at with my drinks?
She's still at the hot tub. You said you wanted the URL? All right, www.somag.com. You could look in your Dragon Con thing under my name and you just put that on there. Otherwise, you're not going to remember it.
You said the one on the right, I don't know your name.
Bardiva.
Okay. You said that you don't do nudity anymore. I could take it that you used to at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little bit.
And the one in the middle, it sounds like you're into it a little bit more as far as the sexual aspect. So I don't know. I'm just guessing, but I'm guessing 90% of the things you get from guys is sexually oriented, and I don't know how you feel about that, and is that why you quit doing it, and what do you feel about that?
Well, like I said, the reason why I quit doing it is my coworkers found my website, and I don't, you know, it's not that I'm ashamed or that I think that doing the photos was something to be embarrassed about. It's just the way that they treated me. If they were just like, oh, hey, cool, I saw your website, you know, that was pretty neat. That's fine, you know, I'm not embarrassed about that. But it's when they're giving me the look and, you know, looking me up and down and, like, acting like some kind of hooker because I did those photos and they're going to take me home, that's when it started becoming too much, and that's when I took the photos down.
I was never naked on live camera. Sometimes I take still photos of me naked that weren't live, broadcasted live. I don't know where the frick you got that I was naked often or something. But maybe it was the comment I made. Oh, I like to see guys naked. Yeah. Well, you know, what straight girl doesn't? I like to see girls naked too, but they're always pretty. But yeah, the nakedness factor, it used to be not at all, ever. It would just be like a shoulders up or a back shot. You know, I don't have titties on my back, so you know that was all cool. But at this point in time in the game, I really just don't care anymore. If I'm naked on it, then whoop-de-doo. If you don't like it, don't look at it. I just got that whole attitude like that, I guess.
Well, me? You're not looking at me? Well, he asked you two the question, so. I still do some nudity and things like that whenever I feel like it. It's a life cam. If I want to walk around my house naked, by golly, I'll do it. If you don't want to see it, go to some other channel, you know? It's like, there's the exit button. Use it. I don't have a problem with being seen in a sexual thing. Obviously, like Bardiva, I wouldn't want my coworkers to, you know, to be standing around the office going, you know, hey, I'm seeing you in a sexual nature. That would be kind of creepy. But as far as a lot of the interactions and stuff, people on the internet seeing me sexual, I don't care. One of the many jobs that I do in the evenings is I do professional domination in the evenings. So, you know, if somebody comes to my cam and sees me as a sexual creature and then want to come and submit to me, no problem. Come on, bring it on, baby.
$50.
$50. That's a little more than that, but, you know, still. But, you know, it really doesn't bother me to be seen as sexual on cam or anything like that. If I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't, I don't. It's free. Watch it if you want, you know.
Have you ever been self-conscious about what you do on the cam? Like, ooh, I've got to do something funny now. I have to entertain them. Or, ooh, I can't wear that. It makes me look bad or whatever. Yeah.
When I first started out, when I was all like, oh, teehee, would you look at me? I would always be like, what angle is the most flattering? And there's like these unspoken standby rules for cam girls with no self-esteem. Turn the contrast up high, lift it up at an angle so it's got this look down here, because that casts more shadows, which cuts down on, you know, your roundness appearance. If you go black and white, that's a whole lot better, because if you have zits, they don't show up. You know, shit like that. There's like all these unspoken things that you find out. Or the worst one is those crazy bitches that just use nothing but filters, because it's like, what are you doing? They're not even looking at you anymore. But yeah, there's times where it's like, holy shit, I'm bloated. I'm not gonna sit in front of there with my bra on, you know. But I like to, sometimes I do really silly things just to see if anybody notices ever. And sometimes I get a, you know, email, it's like, what the hell did you just do? And it's like, ha, 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 that was awesome. But yeah, so I do silly things on purpose every once in a while just to feel conscious. yeah, I guess. I'm too sober, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely aware of what the image looks like that's going up. The angle and the lighting and what my hair looks like, makeup, you know, what I'm wearing, whatever. So, I mean, before I turn on the cam, I do make sure that it's something flattering. But as for entertaining people, no. I mean, if they don't feel like looking, that's fine. If they do, that's cool. So.
Yeah, I don't really make much of an effort to be entertaining, but I do like to play jokes and things like that. I have a cat, and I'm notorious for this. I'll advertise, like, on LiveJournal or, like, certain other sites just for fun. I'll put up, live pussy showing tonight, you know. And then for a half an hour, I'll go, see my cat, she's so cute, she's calico. It's really mean, but so anytime you see live pussy on Mistress's cam, know that it's not what you think it's going to be. It's probably going to be purring and have multicolor fur, so there you go.
I've gotten in the habit, if somebody falls asleep in my room, then I do stuff to them on the camera. But a lot of people don't know that. Is that it?
I don't know. What? How are we doing on time? I have a watch.
We have like 5-10 minutes.
About 4 more minutes. Okay. Anybody have some last questions?
Doop, 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 doop. Oh, there's one.
There's one.
Yay, got a fish. Live one.
Rosalie. Ah. Is your roommate on cam?
Richie?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been on cam a couple times recently.
I should go to the site more then.
Okay, I have to warn you guys, it's really funny. My roommate is a very flamboyant sort of drag queen, but not really. And so every once in a while, he runs into my room, and it's like this. So when he runs in, he's going, oh my God, you won't believe. And sometimes you just see the hand motions are totally blurry. It's so freaking awesome. He looks like he's going to take off. I think it's so hilarious. But yeah, so sometimes you'd see him making weird faces, and he's very much into makeup. He's going to be working at a MAC counter, MAC makeup, so every once in a while, you'll see him pinning me to the ground, putting makeup on, and me struggling. I really don't like it. So yeah, you'll see that kind of craziness.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. So thank you for coming out.